ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
As pro-Palestinian protests at America's University of Columbia enter their seventh day, Australian students are following suit. Students at Sydney University are currently protesting on the campus, opposing what they claim are the university's ties to Israel. Federal Greens Senator David Shoebridge is supporting the students this morning, and he's our guest this morning. Senator, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good to be here, Patricia.
What can you tell us about the protest?
Well, I attended last night with the students, and they're like millions and millions of young Australians. They're deeply disturbed by this ongoing genocide in Gaza. And look into their institutions, whether it's the parliament or in this case, the university, and seen some fairly deep complicity. The Sydney University has quite deep connections with the global weapons industry, in particular with Thales, a French multinational arms manufacturer, which has a series of co-ventures with Israeli arms manufacturers and is a major supplier into the genocide. And the students were sitting in occupation out the front of the quad and demanding that those links be ended and that their institution and that their country not be complicit in an ongoing genocide. And I think they were clearly showing solidarity with the people of Gaza and also showing solidarity with those students across the United States who have faced quite brutal repression when they've tried to raise the same issues.
Okay, but in the United States, these protests are causing huge divisions and cohesion is quite broken in some of those places. Academics say they can't even work at universities, some of them who are Jewish. Is that what you want to see in Australia?
Well, I think what's causing the division around the globe is a genocide.
Well, hang on a minute. I have to interrupt. Obviously, people can have strong views about the war and Israel's conduct, but the way we behave towards each other and the way that these protests actually look on campuses do have implications for our own social cohesion, don't they?
Well, this is a non-violent, peaceful protest by students who are speaking in support of the people of Gaza and asking for the bombing and the genocide in Gaza to end and asking for their institution not to be complicit in that. Now, that is in an enormously important tradition of student protests against apartheid, against the Vietnam War, and that is a right you have as an Australian to peacefully protest against the actions of your institution and your government. And to suggest that that is somehow bringing conflict onto the university, when in fact what's bringing the issue to the university is senior administrators in the university accepting money from international arms manufacturers that are profiting from a genocide. Now, if that ended, well, then the protests would end. But the students are there, they're peaceful, their call is to end a genocide, and I'm surprised they're not getting stronger support in the broader media.
You demanded students take action in these protests. Do you expect or want to see more pro-Palestine university protests across the country like this? Is that what you want to see?
You say I demanded? No, I went down and showed solidarity and supported the protests that were driven by students. And like I think millions of Australians who actually want to see our government not engage in two-way arms trade with the state of Israel while it's engaged in a genocide in Gaza, and who want institutions like the universities to not be complicit as well. And I would commend any student, any citizen from across this country who's read the Genocide Convention and realises we have individual and collective responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, of course, to stop a genocide. That's currently before the International Criminal Court and Israel is contesting that it's a genocide, so it's still being recognized by academics, it's still going through the process.
That what is happening, the restriction of food, the mass killing of civilians, the indiscriminate and disproportionate response.
The case is not settled. Is the point I'm making? The case is not settled. Is the only point I'm making?
Support that case and not oppose it.
Yeah.
And that's another thing the students are saying. They should support the case brought by South Africa in the International Criminal Court to peacefully end a genocide. But instead, our government is opposing South Africa's peaceful actions in the International Criminal Court. And is it any wonder that students are taking these actions?
So there obviously is an issue going on in our community where Jewish students feel very concerned about the way these protests and some of the rhetoric used in these protests. What are you doing as a political leader to ensure that they feel safe on Australian campuses?
Well, my party has a very proud tradition of peace and non-violence, and we support peaceful non-violent protests, peaceful non-violent actions that I think are in the best traditions of Australia, which is to use our political tools. I use my vote, and with my colleagues, my Green colleagues in the Senate, use our democratic rights to raise these issues in the Senate, and in the best traditions of the non-violent protests against the apartheid regime, against the Vietnam War, to support civil action in peaceful and non-violent protests to try and end a genocide. There was nothing intimidatory or wrong with students setting up some tents, coming together, working with students from across the political spectrum, I think, to peacefully say their university should not be accepting weapons from global arms manufacturers that are benefiting from a genocide. And to suggest that that is somehow an inappropriate action, I mean, you can suggest that.
Well, no, it's others that are suggesting it and are saying that they feel uncomfortable on campuses.
To suggest that that's somehow an inappropriate action, I reject that.
Well, that's their experience, right? That's their experience, and so it's relevant in that context.
There was none of that. None of that happening in the protests that I saw. I saw young people, good young people, who could not be silent in the face of a genocide, peacefully protesting about that.
Okay.
And I would have thought that's something that political leadership should back in and support. Supporting peaceful protest and supporting the right to have freedom of speech and to speak in support of the people of Gaza is a way of actually avoiding protest that veers into non-peaceful protest. Okay. Supporting peaceful protest is actually important in a democracy.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
Federal Greens Senator David Shoebridge there joining us this morning. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.